Hey, you guys, welcome back to my podcast. I am recording from the comfort of my bed. This is the first time I've ever recorded in such a comfortable position. I just feel like, I'm just having a conversation with myself, really. Welcome. If you're new here, my name is Dorothea Dot, Dottie, whatever you may like to call me, except for Dorothy. Don't call me Dorothy because that always pisses me off because I'm like, I'm not from the Wizard of Oz. Stop it. It's Dorothea. really funny. Quick side note. I was having a conversation over audio notes with a friend of mine who I have yet to meet in person, an internet fellow creator friend who lives nearby. And we've both been following each other and fans of each other and the content that we create for a while now. And it was really funny because she sent me a voice note and she was like, she called me Dorothea, which is, you know, that's my name in Portuguese. And she was like, I don't even know how to say your name in English. And she's American. And she's like, how do you pronounce your name? Thought it was really, really cute. Yeah, Dorothea. Anyways, I actually prefer it in Portuguese, Dorothea. Anyways, enough about me and my goddamn name. Excuse the swear. Speaking of God, I bought myself a Bible. I talked about it on my YouTube channel. Just posted a video today, actually, in English for anyone who does not speak Portuguese. Posted a video yesterday talking about it in Portuguese. And I'll make another episode about it. I just wanted to mention it here. You can slide on over to my YouTube channel, Dorothea _V_ excuse me. I'm so used to saying that. That's how they say it in Portuguese. saying it in English, but for, anyways, it doesn't matter. what I'm trying to get at is, I'll give you guys an update here soon. I'll make a whole episode about it and talk a lot more in detail. But if you want to know the hows and whys and everything, then just check out that video. And I'm not like one thing I said in the video in English is that I'm not just like, I think it's easy with any book, not just the Bible, like any purchase that you make with the good intention of like using it, whether it be, you know, vegetables in your refrigerator that end up going bad because you never use them, or the elliptical machine that you bought yourself for Christmas that you invested $300 in that you haven't touched, or it's just used as like a coat rack, you know, or your running shoes that you just don't even put on, or like, I don't know, any investment, quote unquote, any book, anything. It's easy to let it just sit on the shelf or just gather dust or just not even be used. But I bought the Bible 3 days ago, and in the last 3 days, I've been consistent in opening it and actually reading, taking the time out of my day. I like tell myself, okay, if I have the time to peruse Instagram and like waste my life away, which, you know, we're all guilty of, but if I have the time to do that, then of course I can read some of the Bible. Like, come on. Let's not talk about my screen time report every week. But yeah, I'll get back to you guys and let you know some reflections and like how I'm feeling about it and everything. Might not sound like a big deal to the average person, but if you've been following me or if you know me personally, if you know my story, then you know that like I've been turned off by the Bible, religion, all of that, like all encompassing, you know, just completely turned off ever since I left the Mormon church at age 18. Even before then I was turned off by it, but anyways, I'll let you guys know what happens. I think it's a good sign, you know, like that I'm even open to doing it, like, and it's of my own will and volition. I want you guys to know that I wasn't like, no one convinced me of it. No one was like, telling me I had to do it. No, this is just me wanting to do it purely for my own sake and read the words through the lens of my own brain, like my own eyes, my own interpretation, you know, like not have anyone else hovering over me telling me how to interpret it. So more updates on that coming soon. But I just wanted to give a quick life update. We're doing really, really good, Ben, Max, and I. I think my parents are going to come here for Thanksgiving. They're talking about it. And even my sister with her big old family, 5 kids and her husband, so 7 people in total. They'll probably, if they do come, they'll probably get an Airbnb because I don't see us all fitting in the house. I mean, I guess technically our bodies would fit, but it wouldn't, How many people? That would be like 12 people in total in one bathroom. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. But I mean, the more the merrier. I just feel like that would be so cool to bring them down here from Iowa for Christmas here in Arkansas. Like, it's a little bit warmer. We're a couple hundred miles south, so might be nice for them, like a little vacation. It's getting colder. Like, people have been asking me, like, what are winters like in Arkansas? I'm like, I have no idea. I've never been here in the winter, so this is going to be our first one. I'm sure it's a lot milder than Colorado, where we were last winter. Thank goodness, because I'm not doing 6 months of that again. Hell no. No way. I'm a summer being. I love the summer. I would much rather suffer in the heat than in the cold, but I do like the contrast. And these days it has been getting a little bit crispier in the air. Like, I think 2 days ago it was like below zero Celsius. So below freezing, below 32 degrees Fahrenheit. There was frost when we woke up, and it was like, oh my God, like I actually had to turn the heat on. Like, we're getting the fireplace set up. We're, we weatherproofed the basement, which is anyways, lots of home renovation stuff going on. We still need to put siding up. So when I say weatherproofed, I mean, Ben literally had to deconstruct the entire deck and not just like rip it apart, but like actually carefully take it apart so that we could reuse all of the material and then and rebuild it, you know, which we ended up having to throw a few pieces away because there were a few pieces of rotten wood. But yeah, he did this all over like a weekend. I'm like amazed. How? But he deconstructed it, and then he had this weatherproofing plastic, really, really expensive stuff. Oh my gosh, I never knew plastic could be so expensive. But comes in these giant rolls, and he very ever so carefully installed it without any rips or holes or anything, because then that would be rendered useless, and draped it over, starting from, you know, the trim on the deck, on the inner corners of the deck, all the way over the platform of the deck, all the way down the wall, like completely sealing it in from moisture. And he'd already redone the parts of the foundation that were a little questionable. And all of this is on my YouTube channel, by the way. So if you want like actual video documentation, it's all there. And it's kind of multilingual friendly because, well, I translate when I speak in English, I translate it to Portuguese, but I can't be bothered to translate it into English. It's just like double the work, and it's annoying. I hate to say that because I know you guys appreciate it, but I'm telling you, I'm still on the hunt for some software. I need to, it's on my to-do list. It's on my to-do list. Okay, let's just say that. I'm aware of how annoying it is for someone who doesn't speak Portuguese to try and follow along with what I'm doing. Anyways, my point being, it's sealed in with plastic, but we still don't have the siding on it yet. So there's still a possible risk of freeze damage come winter time. I mean, there's no risk because we're going to get siding up before winter officially sets in. But the change of the seasons just kind of has us like working overtime to get prepared, like setting up the fireplace, cutting and chopping wood, eventually getting the siding installed so that our pipes are not at risk of freezing, which just having the plastic as a barrier is a big deal. Like even just now, like I could walk into the basement right now and I can feel the temperature difference. Like it's warmer than it is on the outside. So it is holding some air in there. You know, it's not the same as the outdoor air, but at the same time, we need to get it all ready, because winter is coming. Winter is coming. Any fellow Game of Thrones fans out there, I know I'm like 5 years late on this or more. I don't even know when it officially, like, originally came out, but whenever Game of Thrones was first, like, happening, you know, like, in real time, when new episodes would come out on HBO, and everyone was talking about it, and there were memes everywhere, and, like, I could not be bothered. I think it was, like, 2016 or so, when it was, like, coming to a close, or somewhere around that time. I could be totally wrong. Again, I have no idea, because I was not a fan. I did not watch it. I was actually proud that I had never seen a Game of Thrones episode. I was like, ha ha ha, you guys all got bamboozled into, you know, wasting hours and hours and hours and hours of your life watching this stupid show that has all this incest and whatever. Like, I don't know, like, it's so stupid, you know, like, ugh. And I hadn't even seen a single episode, and I was judging it, and I was judging the people who were watching it hardcore. And I had this friend, Sergio, who's, like, amazing. He's my Consuela. Like, he's my... I could make a whole episode about Sergio. I love you, Sergio, if you're listening. But he was one of my roommates in Rio for a couple of years. And Mexican, flaming, homosexual man. He doesn't care if I say that, by the way. Not using it in an offensive way. But anyways, he was always telling me, like, you have to watch Game of Thrones. You have to watch Game of Thrones. And I was like, hell no. I'm not going to waste my life doing that. And, well, fast forward a few years. Ben has apparently watched... He had watched up until, like, season 6. And there's 8 seasons. And he'd read the books. And we were talking about it one day. And then he was like... Let's watch it. Like, sure, I'm down to watch it, even, like, starting from the beginning. Like, I've already seen, you know, most of it, but we've gone through periods of watching it, not watching it, just depending on where we're at. Like, obviously, when we're living in the truck, like, we're not going to have the Wi-Fi, or we're not going to be able to watch it. But now we are, like, halfway through season 7. We've been watching an episode every day for, like, the last week. And, It's an amazing show, guys. I can't believe I ever talk crap about it, because it's so good. Oh, man, it's so good. So, just like the Bible, just like Game of Thrones, never say never, you guys. Just never say never. You never know what's going to turn around in your life. What curveball? The next thing you know, you're going to be quoting Game of Thrones. Life lesson right there. Oh, I can't believe this. Like, oh, for some, maybe you guys are at, maybe not, but I get questions. I get asked questions a lot, especially when I, like, go live on YouTube or something. People are always asking, like, where's Max? How am I able to record this podcast episode from the comfort of my own bed, under my comforter, just, like, snuggled up and talking to myself here with you guys? It's because Max is now in school. This is another interesting, very, very, very good new development in our lives. The first day was hard. I'm not gonna lie. It was really heart-wrenching for me. I didn't know what to do with myself. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I've never, besides, like, the, what was it, 6 or 7 days that I traveled, I left Max in very good hands. I paid someone a lot of money to take care of my son, who was only, like, 8 months old at the time. It was so hard for me to leave him, but I needed the money. I was going to Fortaleza, which is another city, like, I don't know, 2 or 3 hour plane ride away from Rio, where I was living. And someone had offered me a short-term job there, doing some translations and audio recordings for an English school. And I wanted to experience another place. I needed the money. I thought, okay, I knew I was leaving Brazil soon, and I had already made plans to move back to the US, or those were, like, in the works. And so I was like, I need to take advantage of every moment I have here, and I'm going to regret it. Like, as much as it's going to be really hard to leave my son for this week, I knew, like, okay, I need to do this for myself. Like, come on, mamas need to take care of themselves too. So I decided to do it. But that was literally the only time in Max's life, in the last 3 years of my life and his entire life, that I'd been away from him. So you can imagine, like, spending just one day, just 8 hours without my son. Like, I don't even know what to do with myself. Like, it was crazy. I deep cleaned the whole house, and I'm, like, editing videos, and then I'm, like, I don't know. I'm, like, walking around. I'm, like, splitting wood. I'm, like, just trying to stay busy because I'm, like, it's so quiet. What? Yeah, that lasted about one day. And every single day since, I am just so grateful that he gets to have the social exposure of being around other people. He comes home so happy. Like, he's almost, like, pouty when he has to leave because he asks every single day as soon as he gets home, I want to go to school. I want to go to school. Like, and of course, I can't take that personally. It's nothing against me. He's 3 years old. Like, how could it be? But he just loves it. Like, he's a social animal. He likes other people, and he's an only child, and he's never really had the exposure of, like, being able to play with other people on a consistent basis. You know, like, of course he has cousins and we've met other kids, and, like, he's played with other kids before, but never every single day, never in a structured environment where he gets, like, he actually gets, like, speech therapy at this school, which is awesome. And he gets playtime inside, outside. He brings home, like, artwork that he's done, which of course is, like, scribbles, but it's cute. It's really cute, actually. And he has a nap time, and it's just, like, a little bit of structure for him, which he's at an age now where I think this is really good. Like, this is a good thing. So I'm super grateful for that. And after a few days, it really just, we've just fallen into this awesome new routine where he goes to school, and I get to just, I would say, relax. I'm not really, I mean, I am relaxed. I'm sitting in my bed recording a podcast episode, but I get to do other things. Like, I get to create more content. I get to work more outside. I just get a little break. What really is what it's all about. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my son. I love spending time with him, but oh yeah, you need a break. Everybody needs a break. And it makes me appreciate the time that I have with him even more. Like, I've noticed that I want to spend quality time with him even more so now that I'm not listening to, like, cartoons in the background that are, like, slowly driving me mad all day. Like, I want to read to him more. I want to build blocks with him and, like, help him clean his room and just do the menial stuff that would usually get on my nerves. It's like I can actually do those things with joy now because I get a break and I know I get a break, and it helps. It's helpful with Ben and his work. It's actually, man, we've gone through so many transitions lately. He's been working on and off for a couple of different people. He had found a really good job working for this guy in Mountain Home, which is like 30 miles away from where we're at. 20 miles, 30 minutes. Yeah. Great guy, definitely didn't want to burn that bridge or anything, but it just kind of worked out that, like, Ben, man, it was like the perfect storm of events of, like, Ben getting injured, Max had a giant rash all over his body, turns out he had an infection, and, you know, we got treatment for him, he's fine. I had to go to the hospital because I had lower abdominal pain, and turns out I had an ovarian torsion, and I had to change my birth control, and it was just a mess. All of this happened within, like, the same 2 weeks, and it was really stressful. Ben couldn't work because he had injured his knee, and then he was having some respiratory issues, and then he was, what else? Stomach ulcers. Like, just a cyclone of health problems, right, for all of us. And because he missed out on so much work, he kind of was like, and we've talked about this many times before, but he really just became headstrong and like, you know what? I don't want to depend on someone else for my check every week. Like, I want to work for myself. And he's done it before. He's owned his own company before. Before I ever met him, he had his own building company, subcontracting company. And I know he can do it, and he knows he can do it. And it's just like a difficult time to like get started, you know. That's the worst part, because you have to get your foot in the door, especially with his line of work. You have to get your foot in the door, do a really good job for someone at perhaps a lower price than what you would usually, you know, bid something at, but just to get your foot in the door. And then they rave about it, and they tell all their friends and family, and they say, oh, you need anything fixed, you need anything, any new construction, anything, Ben's the guy to call. And it's just like, boo, like job after job after job. And he's got a friend who's working with him, and they make a really good team. I'm really glad that they're working together. I know Ben can do phenomenal things by himself, but it, you know, you need to accept help. There comes a time when it's like, as long as it's good help, it's worth it. You know, sometimes it's not good to have help because you're like, you're just getting in the way. But in Ben's case, he has a really good hand. He's getting paid fairly. He's getting new jobs. He didn't burn any bridges with any past employers. Like he's doing all the right things, and we're kind of on the up come up now because we were behind with some, you know, some bills because we were all sick at the same time and having issues. But everything's under control. Everything's coming together. And, you know, the change of the seasons, it's just been a really good couple of months. There's been some other events, which I won't go into detail. You know, I'm not here to put my whole life on blast, but I just want to say, like, there's been ups, there's been downs, and we're getting through it, and we'll see what comes of the next couple months. And yet again, I will say yet again that Arkansas is just full of surprises, you guys. Like, Arkansas is amazing. I never, ever, 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 ever thought I'd say that. Like, I never imagined myself living here. I never thought this would be the place where I settled down. Like, it just blows my mind that we are where we are, like, geographically here. In Arkansas, but here we are, and it's great. It's great. I can't rave about it enough. Yeah. Anyways, I think that's enough life updates for now. Let me know what you guys think. As always, you can find me on Instagram, Dorothea_V, my YouTube channel of the same name, Dorothea_V. Feel free to leave a review. Feel free to send me some love. You can, like, I don't know, email me. You can, like, there's so many ways to reach out to me, and I try to respond. I really do. I'm trying to think, like, what's the best way I can direct you guys. Instagram's probably the best, but email, I'll for sure get it. Instagram might be a little while, but I do try and respond. So just know that I'm busy, but guess what? I've got more free time now, so I'm responding better. Yay. Okay. That's all for now, guys. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll catch you in my next episode. Bye-bye.